This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Furman Garner Performance Studio today is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayetteVilleFlyer.com. How are you?
Good. This is a much bigger office. Were you upgraded?
Work happening right now inside the regular studio. So hopefully
technical difficulties.
Well, a technical upgrade.
Oh, fancy.
Yes. Glass half full.
It's
award season. We've been talking about Oscars and SAGs and Golden Globes. But music gets to sneak in now with the Grammys.
It does always feel a little bit strange to have that right in the middle of all the other stuff, but it's also kind of a relief. I mean, to reward the best music, the Grammy calendar goes like October to October, so sometimes you see some of the nominees and you think, wow, that seems really old.
A year and a half ago. Yeah.
Right, but they do, you know, their calendar is a little bit different, and they have about, this year they decided to reduce the category load from like 100, it was getting up to about 100, it's in the 70s now. They combined a lot of the categories and they did away with some of them. And then they also said if you don't have enough entries in a category, then it doesn't exist for that year or it gets combined. So,
for example, Polka will not have a Grammy this year.
Right.
But if there is this resurgent a polka,
yeah,
it will come
if it
back.
Has like 15 entries or something, right. Then it'll come back. And then they also, you know, it was across the board. So even in the big categories where they had plenty of options, like pop, they combined male and females together and just have pop performance.
Which, it's about time.
Right.
You know,
they did the same thing in country and R&B and all those categories that could have made it by themselves. You know, with the Grammy voters, that might tend to, I wouldn't want to be a man up for any of those awards because they do tend to reward for performance females more. But
yeah, I think for best pop performance, there's only one male nominee this year.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Right. And
so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But of course, it doesn't really change the fact that only maybe 10 of those 70 will actually be shown during live television.
Well, it seems as the music industry has changed, the idea behind the Grammys has as well. It now seems it's this annual showcase to remind people to buy music.
Right. I mean, they
pull out, to use an old musical term, all the stops.
Mm-hmm. And they always have a huge production budget, and they always do a really good job with their vocalists and stuff. We'll see how it goes.
It seems when I grew up, the broadcast was about 50% statue giving, 50% performance. It seems like it's more like 90-10 now. It's
right.
Almost all performance, which
well,
I have
always
no problem
give
with.
The big four, record, album, song, and new artist, and then maybe three or four others in genres.
Mm-hmm.
But they leave the most of them to the pre-show, and then they just run the winners on a scroll.
And they always try to surprise us. We don't know who is going to be performing with whom necessarily.
Right.
We might know that this person is going to be on stage, but they've been working on a collaboration with, I think back, maybe it was just last year when Bob Dylan and Mumford and Sons and all these sorts of...
Right, and they had CeeLo Green and Gwyneth Paltrow
right.
And the Muppets. And, you know, you even look back, Elton John and Eminem and Beyonce and Prince and, you know...
It was just a few years ago that Pink did that thing where she was up above the air.
And
crowd.
Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson
right.
Or Neil Diamond. And, you know, I mean, it just... They do... They have a tendency of surprising to keep it interesting, but... You know, like at the end of the day, it's those big four that people mm-hmm. care about. So,
well, if there are surprises this year in the big four, it's because we won't hear the name Adele.
Yeah, I think that she will win a record of the year, which is for overall record production for Rolling in the Deep. I think she'll win album of the year for 21. Not just because it was the critics' favorite this year, mm-hmm. but it was also the best-selling album of the year. And it spent 17 weeks at number one, and it's had 3 number one singles. So, I mean, it's just one of those rare instances where everything kind of comes together. And I think she'll win the Songwriting Award for Rolling in the Deep. So the only one of the big four that, you know, she's not eligible for is Best New Artist, a category she won a few years ago.
Yeah.
So this year, I guess Best New Artist is really between a country act, the band Perry, mm-hmm. which I don't think that'll really flesh out. Nicki Minaj, who was huge this year, and she really probably should win. And then you've got Bon Iver, who's
been around for a few years.
Right.
But because of some Byzantine rules, is officially a new artist under Grammy guidelines.
Right. And that particular, you know, project has got a lot of nominations up there in the big categories. And so you kind of feel like, well, I guess this will be that'll go to Bon Iver this year. And then when you start shaking out the other categories, you start to see people like Adele will probably win the pop performance and the pop album. So she very well could go 5 for 5. And then you've got Kanye West is in a lot of the rap categories. And if he shows up, he should do well in those categories. And, you know, other than that, I mean, it really does, with the exception of, you know, rock may go to the Foo Fighters, things like that. But it really is the Adele year, you know. And it's interesting. We've spent a lot of time over the past year talking about Adele from when the album came out. And it's not just because it's so popular, because popular albums don't win Grammys. It's not just because it's the critics' favorite, because critics' favorites don't always win Grammys.
But
she has everything going for her, so it would be a big surprise, and it'll also be a surprise on Grammy night because it's her first performance since having throat surgery.
So she is going to perform.
She is slated to perform. So that'll be interesting to see. And then of course, you know, you've got all the other interesting people like Lady Gaga's up, and you know, they've got a lot of great performances. So it's a good way to it's a good program to tune into.
Wayne, thanks a lot.
Thanks.